Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 194, I Place the Future in the Hands of God. This is one of my favorite lessons. Whenever I feel challenged or my peace is disturbed for any reason, whenever I'm worrying or going to a place of despair over something I see or feel or believe is happening or going to happen, this is a wonderful lesson to go back to read again and again. Every time we place the future in the hands of God, this is where we can be certain that the outcome will be positive and happy. In paragraph 7, it says, "What worry can beset the one who gives his future to the loving hands of God? What can he suffer? What can cause him pain or bring experience of loss to him? What can he fear? And what can he regard except with love? For he who has escaped all fear of future pain has found his way to present peace and certainty of care the world can never threaten. He is sure that his perception may be faulty, but will never lack correction. He is free to choose again when he has been deceived, to change his mind when he has made mistakes. Place then your future in the hands of God. For thus you call the memory of him to come again, replacing all your thoughts of sin and evil with the truth of love." Whenever we are disturbed in terms of our peace, it means that we are fretting something. It means that we are already scripting the answer to our problem. And the answer that we see as a result of our scripting is not going to be the one that we want. By placing your future in the hands of God, this is the only way that you will be free of inadvertently scripting the ending to your own story and recreating the same pain you have experienced over and over again. Dear God, today we come to you in this quiet place. We turn inward. Whatever it is that we are concerned with or worrying about, whatever it is we're trying to create that maybe is too slow or delayed, we offer you this space. We place our future in your loving hands. Today we are willing to trust you, and whatever you communicate to us in that quiet space, we are listening. We are not listening for the illusion that will fix our illusion. We are not listening for an answer to fix our perceived problem. We are coming to this quiet place, and we are just listening. Listening for what you would tell us. Listening for what you might say. Today we offer this space to you with our whole heart. And we are receptive. We are ready. We are glad to be your holy child. And today we stand in trust instead of doubt. I place the future in the hands of God.